Grand slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome, everyone, to 30 Minutes of Spiritual Sports Radio. I'm Ron Meyer. My guest today will be entering his 27th season calling Cleveland Indians baseball games, Tom Hamilton. Is a six-time Ohio Sportscaster of the Year. He was inducted in the Cleveland Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and just this past year was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Tom, welcome to Blessed to Play.
Well, thank you, Ron. Good to be with you.
Well, 26 years, and that's with this big league club in Cleveland, but there's more mileage in that voice before your gig in Cleveland with the Indians. How did the passion for broadcasting begin for you?
Boy, I guess, I was probably like any other little kid growing up. We grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and, like any other kid, I dreamed of being a major league player someday, but I obviously wasn't good enough to play at that level. And so for me, the next thought was, what would be the next best thing if you aren't good enough to playing the big leagues? And for me, broadcasting big league baseball or being a play-by-play broadcaster for any of the major sports seemed like the best alternative, and I've been fortunate enough to realize that dream.
Indeed. Now, you pay your dues similarly to what a young pro baseball player does, broadcasting in the minors. Was this a chance for you to try new things and come into your own as a broadcaster?
Yeah, I think it's important for any young broadcaster to be able to work on your craft and to be able to do it in a market where you're allowed to get away with making mistakes, because so many times I speak to young people and they want to come out of college and immediately land a job in the big city, and that's all fine and dandy, but that doesn't allow you to make many mistakes when you're in a major market. And I think it really harms young people in trying to hone their craft and develop a style and develop a comfort level. So I started about as low as you could go in Shell Lake, Wisconsin, and just kind of worked my way up doing high school football, basketball, and baseball, and, you know, just kind of kept moving up the ladder as far as market size, and eventually got to Appleton, Wisconsin, where I could do Class A baseball, and that in turn would lead to Milwaukee and then on to Columbus, where I did Triple A. So yeah, I think it's vitally important to be able to make those mistakes without the pressure of being fired when you start out your career, and to develop your own style and not simply be on the air trying to mimic somebody that you've heard along the way.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. I'm chatting today with Tom Hamilton. He's the voice of the Cleveland Indians. Tom, talk about baseball in particular, and what drew you into broadcasting America's pastime?
Well, I guess I've always loved the game. I love all sports, but baseball was always number one for me. And it just seemed like, again, growing up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin on those warm summer nights, to be able to listen to Earl Gillespie call the Milwaukee Braves. And then later on, when the Brewers came to town with Merle Harmon and Bob Uecker calling Brewer games, it just seemed like a great way to make a living. And it certainly has been. I mean, to be able to sit in all these great major league ballparks and have a great seat, never have to buy a ticket, and get to watch the best people at their craft. To me, there's never, ever been a sport quite like baseball, and there never will be.
Now, every veteran broadcaster has signature calls. You have those calls, and they've evolved for you over the course of the years. Do they come spontaneous in nature, or does it come with some predetermined thought?
For me, I can't speak for other broadcasters, Ron, but for me, if I start trying to lay out a call or, as you said, predetermine it or practice it, and I just think it comes across as staged and phony. And for me, spontaneity is what play-by-play is all about. If you're not able to be spontaneous, if you're not able to think on your feet, chances are you're not going to be very good at play-by-play, in particular radio, because While I also do college basketball on television, far and away, radio is the true medium for play-by-play. When you're doing television play-by-play, you're not really doing play-by-play. The television camera is providing the play-by-play, and you're just kind of filling in the blanks here and there. But on radio, if you don't have that ability to be creative and, like I say, to think on your feet and be spontaneous, then I think it'll come across as phony and forced, and I think your audience will figure that out in a hurry.
Now, going into your 27th season, you've worked with some of the greats of the game. You've seen broadcasting change in many respects. Talk about some of those changes. How is broadcasting today different from when you broke into the industry?
Oh, boy. Well, I think, obviously, and I date myself because when I broke into the business, especially when you talk about baseball, from a major league standpoint, when I started in 1990, television, while it was important, wasn't the end-all that it seems to be now. I mean, let's face it, right now, for Major League Baseball teams, their local television contract really determines how much money they're able to spend, because everybody has a new ballpark now. When the Indians had a new ballpark in 94, they were one of only a couple of teams with a brand new ballpark, and so those clubs were able to derive most of their revenue from the new ballpark and the luxury suites, which nobody had at that time except those with new parks. I still think radio and baseball is a great marriage, because nobody is going to set aside, especially in the Midwest, they're not going to stay inside a house 162 times to watch a game on television. They've been cooped up all winter long, and they want to get out and enjoy summer, and that's why radio and baseball is still such a perfect marriage, because people are tuning in and out while they, you know, go to Little League games or picnics or golf or whatever they may do. And but I think the biggest change is how much now television seems to drive all of the sports because of the revenue that's, you know, driven by television. That and social media. I know that's a different topic, but I think social media may be the worst thing that's ever happened to sports.
Blessed to play, Ron Meyer. I'm joined today by Tom Hamilton. He's the longtime voice of the Cleveland Indians. He'll be entering his 27th season calling games for the Tribe. Now, you worked alongside Herb Score, who I believe had 34 years calling Indians games before you took over as the chief play-by-play guy upon Herb's retirement. Is there a broadcaster current or past who mentored you, or you related to their style and delivery?
Yeah, I think, Ron, we're all a byproduct of where we were born and raised and who we listened to growing up. For me, being from Wisconsin, I was really fortunate because Wisconsin had so many really top broadcasters, and I'm talking about radio now, but as I mentioned, Earl Gillespie did the Milwaukee Braves in their heyday and would go on to do the Packers and Badgers, and there was an Eddie Doucette who was doing the Milwaukee Bucks on radio when they came into existence, and you know, people like Gary Bender, who was then a longtime voice for CBS Sports, was working in Madison, and he was a great source of information and a guy that, you know, I felt I learned a lot from him, and as well as a guy like Earl Gillespie. And then later when I moved to Milwaukee, Merle Harmon, who, of course, may be best known in New York for calling Joe Namath and the Super Bowl New York Jets on radio, and then did Major League Baseball for many years and worked for NBC Sports. So there were really a lot of top-notch guys that I got to listen to growing up, and people that later I got to meet and know somewhat that passed on along a lot of great advice.
Now, Tom, I know you have broadcasted two World Series. Talk about some of your special moments in the booth over your career.
Oh, gosh, nothing ever tops the first game. I mean, because it's much like a player. When you have worked your way up the ladder and you've come from doing high school to Class A to Triple A baseball, getting to do a major league game almost seemed like, you know, mission impossible. And that dream became a reality. And so nothing will ever top the first game in a major league stadium in 1990. And then after that, the 90s were filled with so many great moments with the Indians, because they had been such a doormat for 40-plus years that I think the clincher against Baltimore to win the division title in September of 1995 was mammoth, because of how you saw the city react to being in postseason play for the first time in 41 years. Then there were great playoffs to beat Boston in game one of the playoffs that year. The Indians were the prohibitive favorite, but trailed in extra innings. Albert Bell tied it in extra innings, and then Tony Pena got the take sign on a 3-0 pitch and hit a game-winning home run. And so that kind of set the stage for so many memorable Octobers, especially 95 in Cleveland, because nothing, I don't think, ever tops that first. And Kenny Lofton scoring from second base on a passed ball against Randy Johnson and the Seattle Mariners to win the pennant in 95. And then, quite frankly, even the 97 October was so crazy. The Indians win a playoff game on a failed suicide squeeze bunt. There were just so many of those goofy moments. And even game seven, to have the lead in the ninth inning and lose the lead and then lose in extra innings. I mean, there's still nothing quite like game seven of the World Series, no matter how it turns out.
Yeah, for sure. And those definitely were the glory years in Cleveland. Now, like football, baseball has this component of a lot of downtime. So how important is storytelling in the course of a game for a broadcaster like yourself?
Well, I think especially in baseball, it's vital, because you're a part of people's lives every day for 6 months, which is what makes baseball so unique compared to all of the other sports. You know, people are listening to games each and every day, whether it's 10 minutes or whether it's 2 hours. And so it's kind of, you know, a 6 month story where you're filling in the pages. And I think you got to make sure the game always comes first. But in the course of a 6 month season, you've got a lot of ball games that maybe are not all that entertaining. And I think that's when you're put to the test, that, you know, you want the audience to still be listening, even though they may already know the outcome of the game, because they feel like they're entertained.
All right, let's take a break. When we return to B2P, we'll get to know another side of Hammy. More with Tom Hamilton, the voice of the tribe. Keep it here. This is Bless to Play.
If it's happening at the Vatican, the United States, or anywhere else in the world, look to EWTN News for live coverage of landmark events in the life of the Church. From today's headlines to compelling interviews with Catholic newsmakers, EWTN News, only on the Global Catholic Network.
It's never too late.
And I've just started listening to Catholic radio in the mornings to listen to Mass, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm at a peace where I need to get back to my Catholic roots.
Thank you for listening to EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Bless to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Bless to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Tom Hamilton, who has been calling Cleveland Indians baseball games for over 25 years. He also can be heard broadcasting college basketball games in the Big Ten. One of the veterans of the industry, folks. Tom, I'd like to turn our discussion to something that is meaningful to you, and that is your life of faith. Was the Catholic faith a strong part of your formation growing up in Wisconsin?
Oh, no question. It was, again, very strong part of my parents. And so, you know, they obviously were the ones that introduced it to us, and we saw how they lived their faith and how important it was to them. And, you know, I think all of us, my siblings, have tried to follow the lead of our parents. And, I can say without question, it's a huge part of my life as well as my entire family.
Now, so often our faith goes through hills and valleys, and there's times in our life when we depend on faith more readily. Was there anything in your life that precipitated you to turn to God in a more intense fashion and depend on Him?
I don't think there was any one event or whatnot. I've just always realized how important it is. And I find a lot of people get faith when they're in trouble and they feel like they need God. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to stay away from that. I've tried to always maintain that, you know, I don't become religious when I'm in trouble or when I'm asking for something. You try to live it each and every day because, you know, the old adage we always tell our kids, you know, if you want to hear God chuckle, tell him your plans. Because we all think we have these great plans, but it's really out of our hands many times. And so I think it has to be an important part of your life, the good times and the bad times.
Yeah, that's very well put. We depend on God and on a daily basis and try to do his will. Let's talk about the sacraments of the church. For us as Catholics, they sustain us. There's grace. We encounter Christ in the sacraments, in particular the Eucharist. Talk about the sacraments, perhaps even the Eucharist, receiving God's body and blood, and how that strengthens you spiritually.
Well, I just, to me, I've tried to make daily Mass a part of my life. Now, there are times when that's not feasible, but I try to get to daily Mass as often as possible, and to me, the Eucharist is a great way to start the day. I think it's pretty selfish to think you only have to go to Mass one time a week. And again, I see a lot of people that feel like, well, I fulfilled my obligation, and you know, we've tried to teach our kids that you know you don't try to do the bare minimum. And we've been very blessed, and, you know, I feel like the good Lord's been really good to us, and the least you can do is try to make that as often a part of your daily routine as possible.
Blessed to play, Ron Meyer. I'm chatting today with Tom Hamilton. He's the longtime voice of the Cleveland Indians. We're talking about his life of faith. Tom, for Catholics especially, there's so many different devotions in the church and so many ways we could be sustained spiritually. Is there a common practice, perhaps a morning prayer or something that you turn to day in and day out to strengthen you?
You know, I've kind of had that routine where you have morning prayer and, you know, before you go to bed. And I just think, you know, even throughout the course of the day, you may say prayers here and there, whether you say the rosary when you're on a trip driving to Columbus to do a Big Ten basketball game. I just think, you know, I've tried to make that, again, part of the norm and not something that's out of the ordinary. And I think if you do that, it becomes a habit. And it doesn't even seem like you're really doing anything that unusual or certainly not doing anything that's a great sacrifice by any means. So I think the more a part of your life you make it, the more natural it seems and the more of a habit it really becomes.
Well, let's talk about faith in the culture of sports. Obviously, you're immersed in Major League Baseball, and there's Mass at many ballparks now, so you're able to receive the sacraments, especially for the ball players who Sundays may be constrained by an early game. This is a great benefit to them. Certainly, Tim Tebow has brought this to the forefront in recent years, and there's been a great discussion about the outward expression of faith. But talk about how you see faith in Major League Baseball. Has it increased over the years? Is more of an outward expression of players practicing their faith?
That's a good question. I don't know that I see more of it. In fact, I wish we saw more of it as far as, I'm not a big believer that you have to be pontificating and letting everybody know what you believe in and make a spectacle of it. I've never been big on that. And I really get tired of hearing about players that are born again or whatnot when it seems like it's convenient after they've had a bad year or they've been in trouble or whatnot. I just think sometimes that becomes an easy crutch and it's not truly meaningful. I think like players are like the rest of society. I think we need to have more young people involved and realize how important it is to your life before it's too late.
Now, your faith, being in Major League Baseball and your talents especially, I'm sure you recognize that your talents are a gift from God, but this may be a good expression for you to explain to maybe young people who want to be broadcasters. Talk about having a talent and then working hard also to hone that skill to the best of your ability.
Well, I think you said it best. I mean, anything that we have is a gift from God, and so you know, I was blessed to have hardworking parents. I mean, I think you have to look at at all of the subtle ways that you've been blessed, and having hardworking parents instilled a work ethic in me. And I realized that I've been very blessed to have this job, but it wasn't easy to get this. There were a lot of rejections along the way, should you say, in the work industry, or jobs that you thought you should have been able to get and maybe you didn't. It went to somebody else. And again, I think that's sometimes where people's faith is tested, where they're like, well, no one's listening, so I'll just go on and live my life the way I want. You know, sometimes what we ask for is maybe not in our best interest. We just don't know it at the time. So I'm just very thankful for all the little things here in life.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer here with Tom Hamilton. As I mentioned, he's a longtime voice of the Cleveland Indians, and we're talking about his life of faith in this segment of Blessed to Play. Tom, your children, raising a family. I know God is part of that as well. Talk about your approach to raising a family in light of your spirituality.
Well, I think I've tried to instill in them the same thing, that my parents instilled in me. They went to Catholic grade school and got that foundation. And I think, again, parents are the example that kids, look up to and follow. If they see that it's important to their mom and dad, that it's hopefully going to be important to them, and that they don't get caught up in, some of the aspects we see with young people today where, maybe it's not that big a deal. It is a big deal. And again, you want it to be habit forming for them, and have them realize that, God's there for them in the good times and the bad times, not just when you're struggling or you're only asking for help. It's got to be a two-way street. So we've tried to instill that in our children, and you do the best you can, and you hope that they see how important it is, and I think for the most part they have.
In many respects, living out one's Catholic faith is countercultural, especially in this day and age. Talk about the stability of being Catholic. I mean, certainly the morals of the church don't change, the teachings in that respect. Has this been something that has solidified your faith to see that the consistency of what the Catholic Church teaches?
Yeah, I believe so. And again, I think it's even more important that you believe in it and not get swayed by what may or may not be going on in the church. I mean, because at the end of the day, the church is basically us, and priests and all religious people are human and have their fallacies and make the same mistakes we all make. And I try to make sure that I don't get caught up in what may be good or what may be negative as to what may or may not be going on in the church. I think your faith has to be stronger than just what you see going on in the church. I think that is something that can get rocked based on human frailties, and if you're influenced by that, then really your faith isn't as strong as you thought it was.
Yeah, that is a great point, because we see human failings, even our own, but really what we're there for is to deepen our faith in Jesus Christ, and certainly the sacraments provide that for us. So what are we there for? Are we there for God, or are we there for people to have the best expression of their faith and be faithful to it? Certainly there is scandal, and that could shake a lot of people's faith who are weak, but we need to be steadfast and depend on God in those situations. Tom, some young people who may be listening to this show today, we're in a very sports-intensive culture, and I know that there's a lot of practice time that young boys and girls put into their sport, many, many hours, and their faith could be left on the back burner. Talk about the importance of faith and integrating that in one's athletic life. I know you have a son who plays, who played college baseball, maybe even made it up to the professional level. So you're hands-on with that approach.
Yeah, I think we can all, whether it's sports or whatever we may be involved in life, get so consumed with going on in our lives and feel like there's not enough time in the day to get everything done. That's why you have to set time aside. And we've preached that to our children. I don't care how busy you are. We've had two boys play college baseball. One still is, and our oldest son, as you mentioned, played professionally in the minor leagues for 3 years, and they have found a way. I mean, I, again, I think it's like anything in life. There's always time you can set aside if you make it a priority. If you don't, then you've always got an excuse for why I was too busy or whatnot. Well, it seems like you were fine with the amount of time you put into, you know, taking batting practice or whatever it might be that you're involved in, or singing if you're part of a group or whatnot. I think you've, again, got to set your priorities and realize how busy you may be. There's still time for God. And once you lose sight of that, that's when you're heading down the wrong path.
Yeah, very well said. All right, Tom, what is your favorite play in baseball to call?
Oh, boy. Man. Granted, walk-off homers or game-winning hits are always special. But to me, there's just nothing quite like the very first pitch of a game. I mean, again, for me, it's a reaffirmation of how lucky and blessed I've been. Here I am doing another major league game, and there's nothing quite like the start of a game because it's a blank canvas of paper that, you know, in the next 2.5 to 3 hours, how's that paper going to look?
Well, Tom Hamilton pursues excellence not only in the broadcast booth, but recognizes his life of faith is priority as well. Tom, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day so we can get to know another side of Hammy. I wish all good things for you and the tribe, and thank you for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you, Ron. It was my pleasure.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play. .com. You could like us on Facebook, and you could also follow the show right on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Tom Hamilton, I'm Ron Meyer, asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday life.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.